Adam Pengilly from the Sydney Morning Herald now joins us. Morning, Adam.
Morning, Dave. Morning, Berkey.
Mate, Acrobat missing the English millennium. What's the real reason?
Yeah, a bit of a blow, Dave, for the race. He's had a bit of a setback in training, a bit of a superficial cut, nothing too major, I don't think, but it's forced Kieran Maher and David Eustace to withdraw him from the English millennium in a couple of weeks' time. It's a bit of a blow for the race. Remember last year, Dave, they had all those issues with Seltzerville. The filly was going to start a raging hot favourite in that race, and she had a bit of a setback before the race, and then she was going to run, and then she wasn't. The race was delayed because of weather and everything like that. She ended up not going around in the end. So, unfortunately, this race is not going to be great for another favourite from the Kieran Maher and David Eustace stable for the English Millennium. They'll still have Sneaky Five. He's been a good winner in Sydney, but unfortunately, the English Nursery winner will not be there. I think they're still hoping to try and get him ready for the Blue Diamond and potentially the Golden Slipper. He's high up in Golden Slipper betting at the moment, but just will not be seen in the English Millennium at Randwick.
Now, what about, where's the campaign going to start for Sir Dragonet?
Yeah, it's a fascinating question, Berkey, talking about the Kieran Maher and David Eustace stable. He's obviously the Cox Plate winner last year, and he ran the Melbourne Cup and finished a little bit down the track. But they're talking about potentially starting first up in the All-Star Mile, which would be a fascinating assignment, I'd imagine, if he goes there first up over a mile. So all the reports from the stable are he's come back a much better horse this campaign, which is a little bit hard to believe given how good he was in the Cox Plate. But it must be said he did get his favoured track conditions on that day. A fair bit of rain around Mooney Valley that week, and Sting was out of the track, and he was just ultra impressive, wasn't he? So I don't know what the ultimate aim is going to be this campaign. Maybe they look for a Queen Elizabeth Stakes, a rich race up here in Sydney, or maybe even try and stretch him out to a Sydney Cup. I'm not too sure, but there is definitely a thought about starting him first up in the All-Star Mile at next month's time, and obviously the voting will be open a little bit later in the week.
This is an important one. What are these changes that Racing New South Wales have made to the country championships?
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago today, they made these changes, and it was quite a flurry of controversy in some respects. I thought the changes were really good, given that a lot of owners were moving horses out to the country, running them in these rich series like the Kosciuszko and the country championships, and moving them straight back to the city, to a city trainer or a provincial trainer. Now, Racing New South Wales had changed the rule to have them under the care of trainers from 1st of May last year. And now, there was a lot of submissions made by country trainers saying that we didn't have our horses basically in the stable by 1st of May, and we want to run our horses in this country championship. So slightly softened the conditions, going back to 1st of July for race horses. For unraced horses, they need to be under the care of a country trainer before 1st of September last year. So I'll give them a little bit of leeway, I suppose, for these country trainers who will look caught a little bit unawares by this rule change, and hopefully it'll be all in place ready for next year's series.
Okay, beautiful. Mate, Wyong today on a Wednesday, what's your best?
Yeah, race 6, number 2, Dabari, Dave. I thought he was excellent first up at Warwick Farm. I mean, I think it's going to be a pretty strong form race that was run by Deference. I know it was a heavy track there. The only concern is, I suppose, he's got to just transfer his form to a drier deck. Most of his form set up on soft and heavy ground. But I think a nice soft barrier for Jay Ford. I think this race is really his for the taking, as long as he can handle the dry conditions. So race 6, number 2, Dabari is my best on the program.
What did you make of the cricket, mate?
Oh, fascinating, wasn't it? It was great theatre. I was thinking about it last night. Like, can you imagine if Australia went to India, say, and Steve Smith only played one test, say, Hazel got injured after one test, Mitchell Stark got injured after two tests, no Pat Cummins and Nathan Lyon after three tests, and imagine we played our fourth test with, say, who's next in line? Bowlers. James Pattinson, Michael Nisar, maybe Sean Abbott and Mitchell Swepson, and ended up winning the test. Like, Australia would give... We'd give ourselves almost no hope of winning in India under those conditions.
Adam, you throw those names out. I mean, could those blokes play Test cricket? I mean, that's the question that we need to ask now, though. Is there a rotation of these players to be able to get the edge back in Australian cricket?
Yeah, fascinating question. But if you remember last year in the Ashes series, Justin Langer was unapologetic about a horses for courses policy. Remember, Peter Siddle was playing test matches. James Pattinson was playing test matches. I think Hazel was left out at one stage. Stark barely played at all in the Ashes last year in England. He might only played one or two tests. I might have to check that. But they were very much a rotation policy in the Ashes there last year, and they ended up winning the series. They got the job done. Everyone kept fresh, and the bowlers kept turning up when they need them. This series, they've said, no, we're going with our frontline attack. That's it. So I don't know. Maybe it's food for thought, given that this series was played with back-to-back-to-back tests, basically. Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane all came pretty quickly, and Melbourne wasn't too far after Adelaide. So I don't know. I love the post-mortem, though, isn't it? It's going to be fascinating few days to see the fallout. But what great theatre. And I just thought back to last night as well. Channel 7 wanted to get out of their deal before the test series.
Yes.
They'll be laughing now, surely. Surely the ratings have been through the roof.
Very good point, mate. We'll talk tomorrow.